702.
Call us on 011-883-0702.
Yesterday, we received a call from Sean, who really sparked what then became a very involved conversation on TERS funding from UIF. Thobela, can we play back that call that we took from Sean yesterday first, please?
I'm an employer at the moment. Myself and my wife, since lockdown had started, we've received one UIF payment only each. We keep getting told bank account details are wrong, and for our employees as well. It seems to be a lottery. You know, you get it this month, you don't get it for 2 months, and you get it again. And they'll keep giving you fake reasons why your employees are not getting paid. I think this is an extremely important issue, not only because it sucks the idea of people starving and children not being able to get food or clothes and that, which the kind of UIF is supposed to do. But Africa, it's the closest thing we have to a stimulus package. Is getting money into people's hands to get them to start spending again, because our economy has choked out, it's stagnated, and there is just no spending power left within the economy.
That was a call I took yesterday morning from Sean. And before we introduce you to the UIF Director for Provincial Support, let's also take a call from Gillian in Lynxfield. Gillian, what has been your concern with access to UIF TERS funding?
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for taking my call. The same sentiments as Sean expressed, that's exactly what we've been through. I work when we're four employees here and we've only got paid twice and not again. And the same thing, you keep going online, the same, exactly the same as what Sean said. That it's, every day it's a new story about the bank, or it's about this or it's about that. So we're just phoning in to say that it's really been a waste of time, and we all need this money desperately because we've had cuts in salary.
Gillian, thank you very much, and I'm sad that you're going through what you're going through right now. Alan Ragavalu is the UIF Director for Provincial Support, joins me on the line now. Alan, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Clive.
Now, the call I played back from Sean yesterday, the call I took live now from Gillian, really echoes a lot of the calls that I took earlier this morning. Andrew also indicating that he has four employees. The one was paid once. The other two, I think, were paid over 2 months. Many people still waiting for monies dating back to the month of April. What is the current state of affairs, and why do we still have South Africans waiting for their money?
Okay. So let me explain it in three ways. We started in April paying out. I think the first payout we did around about the 18th of April. And we paid out TERS benefits for the various iterations right up to the 23rd of December last month. Now, if you look at the number of employees and the number of employees we paid to date, it totals into the thousands. And if you look at the monetary value, in April we paid out 20 million. In May, we paid out 13 million. In June, we paid out 9.6 million. In July, August, we paid 8.4. In August, September, we paid out 3 million. In September, October, we paid out 1.7 million. Now, any TERS claim received has to be subjected to the qualifying factors. If you look from the 27th of March, right to date, we have various directives. So the directives got to be put into force. That's the first part. So only when you meet the qualifying factors, then only you can be paid. Now, the dividing point is the Auditor General's report, where they identified certain gaps, and certain gaps have to be corrected, and then we recommence the payment. We took a gap in terms of rectifying or correcting our situation, or correcting the business rule, or correcting the processes in line with the AG's recommendation, and we recommence payment on the 21st of September. Now, there's two reasons why employees are not being paid. One, that the employers or employees are not declared on our CIA database. Now, if you look at one of the directive says you've got to be registered with UIF. So any claim or any ID number or any employee is always subjected to the first key step or the key check is your declarations. If you are declared, then you move towards your payment processing. The second part of it is in terms of bank verification, and that was one of the recommendations. All payments to any bank account must be verified first before payments can be released into the bank account. Now, in terms of the online portal, there is provision for the employer/employee to indicate the banking details. And payment is made into three mediums. Medium one, directly to the employer. Medium two that is employees, and medium three is the bargaining council. So when the banking details is received, it is verified. And if it passed the verification, then it moves to the next stage in terms of release of payments into the bank account. So if an employer did not meet those verification process, then those claims are not, I wouldn't say declined indefinitely, but pended until the banking details are corrected and re-verified. So those are the two main reasons why they're not being verified.
Alan, if I were to ask listeners to... If I were to ask listeners to call me now... Sorry, Alan, I need to make this point. Because every time we've spoken from...
Each month again, from April. And if they meet the qualifying factors as per the directives, then they'll be paid out going forward. So no claim will be unattended to. Every claim is attended to, and every claim is subject to the business rules. If they pass the business rules, then it goes into the payment stage.
Alan, let me make this point. If I were to invite listeners now to ask me to detail, to ask them rather to detail the processes that they've undertaken to ensure that UIF has all of the documentation that will be required, I could bet you now, 90% of them will tell you, not only have they initially submitted the correct documentation as requested by you, both online and in person, they've done so repeatedly, because every time they go back, they are told this piece of information is outstanding. Now, respond to that. How are you dealing with the notion of people who keep on repeatedly submitting information that is required by you, but you're still not paying out?
Right. Submission of information is one thing. Every person will indicate I submitted information, and every person will indicate I submitted information according to the requirements. The second point of it is verification of the information. The verification information is the responsibility of the UIF. When we verify information, if it's correct, we will pay. If it's incorrect, we will indicate it's still incorrect. We cannot pay something that is incorrect. Now, the reason for that, if you look at the AG's report and you look at reports that are coming out of media, we did pay payments into wrong bank accounts, into invalid bank accounts, into fraudulent bank accounts in inverted commas, because that is not secretive information. Those was in the media. So we're very particular in terms of information received and the verification process. The verification process is a business process. It is the onus of the Department of Labor, Unemployment Insurance Fund, to ensure that every information received is verified 100%. And if it passed the test, then only we can pay. So yes, once again, information submitted, every person will say they have submitted. Once again, I am saying the verification is our process, and we can only pay if it's 100% correct.
So what are you saying then to Gillian, to Sean, to Andrew, to every other listener? Must they undergo the process of submitting information once again, even though they've done so before?
Okay. Now, if you look at the online portal, the TAS online portal, it's a self-help process. And the reason for the self-help process is you take into account the volumes we receive, both on the employer side and the employee side. You're looking at thousands. You're looking at millions of employers and employees. Inverted commas. So therefore, we undertook a process of the self-help process. If you go to the online portal, there is a payment, there is a non-payment process. If an employer is paid, it will indicate to which employee is being paid and the values, the monetary values. If it's not paid, there's an error message. There's an error message that is attached to each employee why it's not paid. And the third part of it, if the bank verification is not correct, it will indicate your bank verification still failed. And the reason why it is failed. And those things are upon the onus of the employer to correct. Now, if there's an error message, the error message is on twofold. One, what the employer must do to correct it. For example, if it indicates that you're not declared with the UIF, what we have done to assist employers, we put out there an electronic declaration portal where employers can go to the online portal and declare the employees electronically, and that is downloaded onto the system. When that is successfully downloaded, we rerun. On a weekly basis, we have a schedule of months to be rerun. And when it's rerun, it will pick up all those that are newly declared, all those that are newly corrected, and it's subject to a test again. If you meet the test, it failed. So the key thing is, go onto the online portal. Find out what is the reason for non-payment. And if the reason for non-payment lies in yourself, correct it. because we can't tell an employer what to correct in terms of bank verification, because EMAS give us the information. We can provide guidelines what is needed, because if you look at bank verification, there are three portions to it. Verification of the banking details against the CRPC number. Verification of the banking details against the individual ID number. There you're looking at sole proprietors, you're looking at domestic. And verification of the so-called trade name against the banking details. And those information must be a perfect match in the banking system of the various banks.
Let me ask this question then as a parting question, Alan. Some people have received payments. Sean had received one of the 8 months of payments, one payment in the last 8 months. Andrew has employees who received 2 months of payments at some time, which meant that you then must have the correct information, right? And would have verified the details that they've submitted into your system against whatever records that you might have. Why must they redo it again?
Okay. Therefore, I said in the beginning, there's a dividing line. The dividing line is the AG's report. And the AG's report will recommendation. And what we did in terms of satisfying those recommendations. If he was paid prior to the AG's report, we did not have a process of bank verification. We had a process of bank validation. And payments were made against bank validation. Then that was deemed to be a gap in our system. And therefore, we had those fraudulent transactions. So we corrected the process. We went to full bank verification of employer's details and employee's details. And if he was paid prior to the AG's report, it followed one process. After the AG's report, it followed another process. Then it could be, I'm not saying it's 100%. It could be that payments were made on the bank validation process and not the bank verification process. And now, when we are trying to pay, it's failing through the bank verification process. The bank verification process must take into account, we do not verify the banking details. We are the transmitters of information to the various banks. And our service providers are EPSA, and they are the in-between person between us and the various banks.
Okay. Now, Alan, I am going to leave it there. We're running up against news. What I will do is suggest to Aubrey Masango, who's standing in for Clement Manyathelo all week, to invite you on to 702 for a substantial amount of time so that you can actually take direct calls from listeners. Thank you very much for the time you've afforded us this morning. Alan Ragavelu is the UIF Director for Provincial Support.